Welcome to Global Outreach Community Church, where we proclaim and demonstrate the love of God through Christ. Now, from the Overlook, located in Atascocita, Texas, here is Pastor Anderson with today's message.
This year, 2019, that we're coming on, God says, just make it count. So in Judges chapter 3, verse 31, says this, after him came Shamgar, the son of Anath, who struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad, and he also saved Israel. One man did something mighty by saving a nation. Then look at chapter 5, verse 6. And this gives a historical reference of Shamgar. It says, in the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were deserted, and travelers went by around about the ways, making this year count. So the holidays are coming to a close. 2019 is upon us. And every year, the new year is a year of beginning. This is a time where we really set goals, weight loss goals. So we know the gym is going to be packed from January 1st to March 1st. And then there's a drop off. Matter of fact, I got up this morning and I tried on a lot of clothes and I'm unintentionally losing weight. I just cut my carbs and sugars, and I realized when I do that, and the bread and the pasta, boom, the weight fall off. So a jacket I bought a few months ago is already getting big. But we do that, weight loss goals. We have financial goals. We want to get out of debt. So we start mapping out the plan for the year. I'm going to pay off this credit card. I'm going to pay off this car. I want to get rid of this loan. Oh, my God, I still have my school debt. So we start mapping out our goals for the year. Some of us, we want to take a self-development course, or we want to go back to school to get our education. I told my wife the other day, I'm halfway through with my master's, but because of my travel schedule and the church and two sick parents, I'm not going to kill myself. So although I have about 40 hours to complete my master's in cross-cultural ministry, I'll get it done in the next 3 years. And then perhaps I'll go work on a doctorate or a PhD, but I have to realize it's all in God's timing. So we have these educational goals, these self-development courses. Some of us, we just want to raise our credit score. Can we just be real this morning? You sitting on a 520, you know you want to at least get to a 700, and we just want to gradually work on our credit score. Or it may be spending more time in prayer that we realize in 2018, we really cheated God in the area of prayer or in the area of just getting into his word. So as I was meeting with this board member this week, we slowed down and he said, listen, man, I want to learn more about God. And he started asking me all these theological terms about election and predestination and all this stuff that we discussed in seminary. I said, hey, Brian, we can discuss all that. We did. I said, but at the end of the day, God is asking you, how are you growing in your faith? And how are you loving people? Because when you grow in your faith, you start loving people. So one of your goals could be to learn how to forgive people in 2019. Or it could be to practice more patience and kindness. I told my wife, I said, one of the things I want to do in 2019 is that I want to practice more patience with my dad. Not that I don't have patience, but if you ever dealt with sick parents, they have a way of just wearing on you because you know that you are the caretaker and your heart is right and you mean well, but you are not always prayed up. And that's why I tell Christian folks, quit telling me you are always prayed up. Sometimes you are not prayed up, and when you're not prayed up, you say things you really don't mean. So I want to work on my patience and just loving and serving my parents with joy. Some of our teenagers, our athletic goals, you want to be more athletic. You want to compete as God has called you to compete. It could be having a positive attitude that you are so negative and you realize it, but now you want to have a positive attitude in 2019. I don't know what your goals are, but I can tell you this, that whatever your goals are, you need to make it count in 2019. And although 2019 has some great promises, don't forget that hard times will come. But you will live through hard times. We experienced hard times in 2018, and you made it. Yeah. I see you right now. You're looking good. God has blessed you with clothes. He's blessed you with finances. So we're either going in a storm, or coming out of a storm. Yeah. But thank God that he is the only one to carry us through all our storms. Ralph Emerson said this, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies in us. You have to understand, it's about what's in you. And the Holy Spirit is in you if you are saved and you are sealed to the full day of redemption. So can I say this? In 2019, we need to depend more on the Holy Spirit than our flesh. Because if you depend on your flesh will have you doing stuff and saying stuff that you have no business saying. But here's why I want to encourage you with this bad boy named Shamgar. There's really only one verse in the Bible dedicated to Shamgar. I mean, that's almost like a comic book character name, Shamgar, Superman, Spider-Man, Green Lantern. You can put him in that bunch. But God chose to put his name in the Bible, one verse, to teach us how to make 2019 count. So there's a reason why the Holy Spirit put Shamgar in Judges. So here we are in the book of Judges. And historically, you will find out that in the book of Joshua, God raised up Joshua after Moses died. And Moses died, he went to the Mount Nebo. We don't know how he died, but we know he died one day. So now God raises up Joshua. And Joshua leads the children of Israel all throughout the book of Joshua. And all of a sudden, Joshua dies. But here's the problem. When Joshua died, he never mentored another leader. See, if you're a true leader, you want to mentor other people behind you. One day, I will die. Yes. But God is saying, Pastor, who are you mentoring behind you to take over global when you pass away? If the church is dependent on me, this is a small church. So I'm telling somebody, I don't know who you are. If you're in a leadership position, you need to be mentoring somebody. You need to be investing in somebody. You need to be pouring yourself into somebody. And that's the biggest mistake Joshua made. He never mentored anybody. So we get to the book of Judges. And when we get to the book of Judges, the children of Israel are doing all kinds of evil and they're doing wicked things in the sight of the Lord because they don't have a leader. So what God does is he raises up 15 judges and Shamgar is one. And here are three things that God teaches us through the life of Shamgar if you're going to make your life count in 2019. Here's the first one. Use what you have. Can I say that again?
Yes.
Use what you have. Here is Shamgar. I don't know nothing about this brother. His daddy's name is Anath. I don't know nothing about his dad. But what I do know is that he struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad. Don't miss that. Brandon, put an ox goad, the picture up. Here's an ox goad. An ox goad is a farmer's tool that is used to prod the ox. That when the oxen is plowing and it gets tough, the farmer just sticks the ox to get the ox moving. Or when the ox gets lazy, the farmer would stick him to get him out of his laziness. So what Shamgar did was he would use this not only to prod the ox, but then to pull the vegetation out the ground. Because he was just a simple farmer. But the text said he used the ox goad and he killed 600 people. Look at this other ox goad, anywhere from 5 to 10 inches in length. Here's the pick to get the vegetation. But what I love about him is that he has so much concern about his family, about his nation, that he refused to allow the Philistines to come in and run roughshod over his family and over his community. God is telling somebody, this year, I'm going to put you in positions of authority and power, but use what you have. Stop using other people's gift and use your gift. What I love about me is there is no Eric Anderson but me. When God made me, he broke the mold. That could be good or bad. When God made you, he broke the mold. Yes. Be the best Lorenzo you can be in 2019. Be the best Brock you can be in 2019. Be the best Chris you can be in 2019. Chris shouldn't be trying to be Lorenzo, and Lorenzo shouldn't be trying to be Brock. Brock be Brock, Chris be Chris, and lo, you be you. Yes. But you use what God has given you. He used what God gave him. Look at his tool. It's an ox goad. Can I give you a couple characters in the Bible that just use what God gave them? Yeah. That bad boy, Samson. He was flawed. He married the wrong women. But he took the jawbone of an ass. That's in the Bible. That's the donkey. And he killed 1,000 men. Yeah. He used what he had. Moses got to the Red Sea, raised his staff. God sent a strong east wind, parted the Red Sea. Moses used what he had. That's his staff. Rahab, the harlot, she was a prostitute. She used what she had. Can I tell you what she had? She had a scarlet red card. And she put it out the window and allowed two spies from Israel to go down. And what happened was, because she allowed the two spies to go down, it was Israel that defeated at the Battle of Jericho their enemies, and they went in through the wall and the walls came down. Amen. What God is telling you is, whatever you have, you better use it, but you better use it for his glory. Yes. Use what you have. So can I do a little roll call this morning? Seven, you a barber. Your clippers is what you have. Brother, use what you have. Because God can put the right person in your seat, yes, and you can give them a nice little fade, a nice little taper, and use the word of God to minister to them. And that one person that you minister, God can use them to preach, amen, to save nations. Amen. Use what you have. Some of you, God has given you the gift of creativity, that you've been sitting on the gift. You could be writing books, but you refuse to step out in faith to write books. Use what you have. Lil Walt, you got the gift of athletic ability, and God has given you that gift. You got to use your athletic ability to glorify him. Amen. Use what you have. Do you remember David? David, all he had was a slingshot, 5 stones. Yes. He put 1 stone in the slingshot, boom, he killed the giant. Some of you are so gifted that every giant that comes in your life, if you use what you have, you'll destroy the giant. God is telling you this morning, use what you have. Some of you have the gift of administration and leadership, but you won't administrate. You won't lead. If you administrate and you lead, corporations will change because of you. Some of us got great voices, but we refuse to give God glory through our voices. But if you use what you have, God will be glorified. Some of us got the gift of hospitality, that when people walk in and we just smile, people's hearts light up because of a smile, but we rather frown. Use what you have. Some of us have the gift, Brandon, of public speaking and motivation. Man, you need to use what you have. And every time God opens the door, use your gift. Use your voice. Some of us, God has given us the gift to start businesses, but we refuse to start because we think we don't have money. If God gives you the vision, he'll give you the provision. Yes. Use what you have this morning. Shamgar is a living example that if we use what we have, God to get glory out of our lives. So what is it that God has given you? Has he given you a dream? Has he given you a vision? What are you waiting on? 2019, you got to make 2019 count. He had an ox goad. Realize, he didn't have a machine gun. He didn't have a sword. He didn't have a knife. This is all he had, a simple farmer without a military tool, and he killed 600 men. And I was trying to find out, Brother Selvin, how did he do it? We don't have any history of how he did it, but I can make some conjectures, because if you look at war in that time, what they would do is they would send out warriors 2 by 2. So could it be he was on his farm and he would see 2 brothers, ah, and knock them out? He'd see 2 more people, ah, knock them out. He would see 2 more coming, ah, knock them out. What God is saying is, whatever comes your way, if you use what you have, you can knock it out. If you use what you have, you can knock it out. So that's the first thing. He used what he had. Use what you have. Here's the second one. He started where he was. If he had an ox goad, he had to be a farmer. He wasn't a captain of the military. A simple farmer. And too many times, I want to wait till it get better. I'm waiting on my change to come. No, I'm waiting for him to send me the right girl, the right man, the right boo. And God is saying, that's the issue right now. You waiting on people instead of waiting on a person named Jesus Christ. Right. Because I will give you the right connections if you trust me and you start where you are. He didn't make any excuses. He started where he was. So in 2019, I hit a wall about a month ago. I'm going to be honest. I hit a wall. I had a brick wall mentally. Nothing was turning in my mind. I was tired because it was just a long year. So I said, man, I'm going to pause. As a pastor, for 2 weeks, I didn't even pick up the Bible. I prayed, I slept, I went into the office, I talked to staff on my job, and I went home. I prayed, I went to talk to staff, I made some calls internationally, I went home. And finally, this past week, I got my energy back. So you know what the plan is for me? That where I stopped in 2018 is where I'm going to start in 2019. Wherever you stop, that's where you start. And he started as a simple farmer. We don't know nothing about his bloodline. He didn't have a ton of resources, but he started where God planted him. And some of you right now, God wants you to start right where you are, on your campus, on your job. Just start there. And if you have a discontentment about something, that could be where God wants you to start. That's how we birthed this church, that I wanted something else. Where I was great, but I was a little discontented with my growth. Nothing wrong with the church, but I know God wanted something bigger. So he had to make me dissatisfied on the inside to pursue something bigger. If you dissatisfied where you are, could it be God is speaking to you this morning, yes, and telling you, use what you have and start where you are. And when you start where you are, people will be blessed. How do I know? Verse 31 says, he saved Israel because he used one tool that he had and he started where he was. That was on a farm and people benefited by it. I'm done. Here's the third thing. He used what he had. He started what he was. He did what he could. God is asking you to do what you can. He never asks you to do what you can't. Because if you do what you can, he'll do what you can't. Can I say that again?
Yes.
If you do what you can, he will do what you can't. That's just some stuff I can't do physically. I'm limited in my preaching paralysis. But if the Holy Spirit get in it, he'll take the preaching farther than I would ever take it, because it's God who gets into it. So God is saying, listen, do what you can. And when you do what you can, you will make a difference. So here's the last roll call. Oxgold. One of 15 judges. He judged Israel less than a year. But if you do record, every other judge, 30 years, 40 years, 10 years, 20 years. But all God gave him was less than a year. I don't care how much time God gives you, you better use it. You better make it count. That when you go back to school, you realize, man, this is all that God has given me. He's given me this length of time, from the time I'm born to the time that I'm going to die. And what counts is that dash. What am I doing in 2019 in the middle of the time I was born to the time I die, to make it count? Use what you have. Start where you are and do what you can.
Amen.
So watch the judges. Deborah, the only female judge. She led. She did what she could. Gideon, he was the runt of all the judges, small in stature, but he took 300 men and killed thousands. Samson, he was a one-man wrecking crew, and he did what he could because he started where he was and he used what he had.
Yeah.
And in the end result, he killed 600. So a month ago, I went to Northside High School. Sandra Rios, I remember, she's not here. For the last 14 years, she's been putting on an event called the Gifts of Love. So every year, she develops a gift of hospitality. It's already in her. She just develops it. And watch this. This year was amazing. She brought me in as a public speaker. She had from 200 to 300 underprivileged kids, children whose parents are incarcerated. And I said, Miss Rios, what do you want me to tell these kids this year? She said, Pastor, I want you to follow Jesus, but here's what I do want you to know, and I wrote it down. I have homeless students. I have single parent households. At the school, we have low income. Most of our children are dealing with pain, anger, depression, and resentment. We have a lot of substance abuse. I have a lot of parents who have been deported back to their country. I have kids who are living on the streets, but they show up every day to go to school. So she started working with corporate investors to get all these gifts. And I show up, and Minister Holmes been there. There was a cafeteria full of gifts. A table full of gifts. And kids whose parents were incarcerated because Ms. Rios used what she had. She started what she started. She was able to bless all these kids for Christmas that won't ever get a gift. But here's where I'm going. Brandon, put this last pitch up and I'm done. We're leaving. And he says, Ms. Rios, all I asked for Christmas was a teddy bear. And my sponsor didn't even give me a teddy bear. So Ms. Rios went and found the teddy bear, blessed the young man with it, and that changed his day. Are you listening to me this morning? If you use what you have, and if you start where you are, and if you do what you can, you will change somebody's life.
Yes.
So are you willing to step out on faith this year and trust God even when you don't know how he's going to make a way? Because if you step out, the way is already been made. So trust God. So can I encourage you one more time? If you got an ox goad, use it. If you're on a farm, start there. And you do what you can in the name of Jesus. So do I have anybody in this house today?
Thank you for listening. Join us each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. at The Overlook, located in Atascocita, Texas. Visit us online at www.globaloutreachcc.org. Remember, your life matters because it matters to Christ.